Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Our new series is Healer Within. Sister Shivani is with us. Welcome, sister.
Om Shanti.
Welcome to Healer Within.
Thank you so much.
Last time you said that we have to accept and understand that we are the creators of the pain, so we should heal ourselves. Can you just explain this a little before we start?
Every thought and feeling that we are creating is our creation. Every thought, every feeling. We may be aware, we may not be aware, because if we are not aware, we may say the thoughts are coming to me. And again saying as if they're coming from somewhere, or they're coming on their own from inside. Even if we feel that, okay, they're somewhere inside, they're not coming from outside. But I'm not creating them, they're coming on their own. But just gradually, just if we start looking at ourselves, we'll be able to see that we are creating it. Now each one can create different types of thoughts. So the more I will create thoughts of irritation or anger or hurt, resentment, hatred, revenge, I'm in pain.
Sister, I'm sitting here with you. While you speak, my mind goes all the way back to school days or college days, or somebody did something to me. Where is my creation in that? It just goes. I still feel it is happening.
It is a thought which is created and stored in the memory.
Which was created.
Was created, came into action, a scene was enacted, and the impression of that is stored in the memory.
So somebody abused me, or somebody hurt me 20 years back.
Somebody didn't hurt me. Somebody abused me. Yeah, but why it gets stored? Because when somebody abused me, I created hurt.
At that time.
Now, because I have not healed that portion still, so till the hurt is there, it will be there in the memory, and time and again, it will pop up. It's like a wound, you know, it's like suppose there's a wound here and I haven't healed it, then every time something touches it or, you know, it just scrapes somewhere, I'll go, I shout, because it's come back again.
Yes, so many times doctors have told me that not to have a half course of the antibiotics, because again you'll have a problem.
Absolutely.
At least have it eradicated completely.
Completely.
So this is the same thing.
Because I created hurt at that time. But to remember now that even at that time I was the creator of the hurt, and today when I relive that scene.
But somehow I don't feel very comfortable saying that I created pain or hurt when I was a child, say 12 years old or 10 years old, and somebody said something to me or beat me up or humiliated me. You mean to say I created, I feel hurt?
Yeah.
I don't want to accept that I created that.
Because it always feels better to say they hurt me. See, if you say something to me right now, and I feel hurt, okay, even if I say I feel hurt, I'm not aware whether I'm creating it or no, I feel hurt, it makes me feel very comfortable to say they hurt me. So who's wrong? They. Who needs to change? They. Picture is very simple. But now if I say they said so and so thing, I created hurt. So who needs to change? I. Oh, this is tough. But why should I change? I did not say anything wrong. They were the ones who said the wrong word. Yes, they said the wrong word, but I created the hurt. Now I have a choice. What choice do we use? We keep trying to change them. Please don't talk like this. Please don't say like this. Somebody might listen to me. Somebody might not listen to me. One person might, others might not. So I cannot go around requesting the world to be nice to me. I can request one person to be nice to me.
That's myself.
And I say to myself, it's okay, they said this, but now what? How long do you want to cry like this? And how long do you want to be in pain? And it's easier when I understand, even if I'm hurt, I'm angry, but the minute I know that it's me who's the creator, the complete power comes to me. And then my next question I have to ask myself, okay, till when? Till how long? Do you want to be like this? Analyze the situation. Tell yourself, okay, they were not in a good mood, or this is their sanskar, or they feel like this
will
about
this
you.
Will this heal the hurt?
This will.
Only this one?
See.
Analyzing.
Even in that situation.
What is the cure? A doctor gives us medicine.
Right.
So what are you giving
me? Even in that situation, if another person had come to me, you know, let's say I am hurt right now because of something that you have said to me, another friend of mine can come to me and say very nice things to me and say, so what if they said this? It's not true. You're not like this. Don't take it seriously. It's their nature. It's their sanskar. They're jealous. That's why they spoke like this. And I went like, yeah, really? And within 2-3 minutes, I'll be, okay, I'm fine. Now, somebody else I thought was the creator of my hurt, and somebody else I thought was the healer of my pain.
This exactly. You said so right. You know what happened once? I was shooting with a senior film star, and that star went on saying, oh, I cannot get good reaction from this actor. Suresh Oberoi is not doing well. It's not. He is not feeling the lines himself, so I cannot emote. Within about a few minutes, I went like this, sink, totally a newcomer. So the director came to me slow and sat with me, gave me a cup of tea and said, you know something? You are so good that he is scared and he is jealous of you. I changed. Totally, I was a different person. I went back. I shot well. He did everything. Things went well.
Right.
One line from my director.
But finally, I am the director of my life.
Here, somebody helped me. Maybe he was, his director was alive and my director inside within me was dead, the healer. So he gave my healer life.
But in this case also, what can happen is, even after the person comes and says to you, no, you're very good, you can do it. My mind finally has to accept that thought.
But he was capable enough to make my mind accept.
He does not make your mind accept. See, this is where we completely give the power to the other person. You know, we love to give the power to the other person and feel so weak ourselves. Nobody can make your mind accept.
He encouraged me.
The other person can say, like the other senior actor said all the negative words. Right? Here's this director who said all positive words. Now, you took all the negative words, you believed it to be true. And you went like this, which means your mind accepted all those negative words and said, okay, I'm not a good actor. Dependent on this
the
person.
Senior one.
Now comes another person who comes and says, oh no, you're a very good actor. And then again I believe that and I go, come up like this. After another one day, somebody else can come and tell me, you're useless. I'll again go like this. Then again I need a fourth person who will come and say, oh no, no, you're excellent. Again I go like this. Now, what is this showing? That my mind only depends on other people to decide who I am. I'm good or not good in anything, in a talent, in a skill, in a quality, in whatever. Only other people know about me. Do I know about myself? Do you know something? At the retreat centers or in our centers, when we do corporate workshops, we do a very simple ice-breaking exercise. And you will have a lot of people. You want to get to know each other before you begin a day of workshop. So we give a nice piece of paper, pen, say, take 5 minutes, write down your 5 qualities and 5 weaknesses, your own. People take very long. And they will look here, look there, look at the person sitting next to them for help. What is it? And suppose it's a spouse, then it's like, what's, even forget weaknesses, even qualities. They will ask the other
what's
person,
good in me?
What's good in me? Now, take that piece of paper, give them another piece of paper and say, write down 5 qualities and 5 weaknesses of the person sitting next to you. And that comes very, very easy. Which means, I know about other people. Other people know about me, but each one of us doesn't seem to know
about
ourselves. This is not a very nice situation. Now, in these 2 cases, like you said, it's a beautiful example. One person says, you're useless. One person says, you're very good. I don't even know which of these two are speaking the truth. If I could even say to you, you're very good, even if I don't feel it, inside I could be feeling you're no good. I can find even people like this, and I could say to you, oh, you're very good, you're excellent, and you're going to use my lies to motivate yourself? You're going to use my lies to feel nice about yourself? But we're so dependent on what other people say only because I don't know about myself. Or I rely more on the opinion of other people about myself. If somebody says, you're useless, one, that person is speaking through their perception. Then, like you said, it could be jealousy, it could be insecurity, it could be just a sanskar of speaking negative or being critical. It may not be jealousy.
Kind of dominating.
Yeah, it can be criticisms. Criticism can be a
sanskar. Somebody wants it to be powerful on the set.
Absolutely.
I can say this to him, then every time he'll ask me, was it okay, sir? Did I do well, sir?
Absolutely.
How was it, sir?
Now let me understand one thing. When people say something about me, they're only saying what they can see me through their sanskars. It's not the truth. It's not the true you. What I can see you. Let's say you're not a very good actor, suppose. But yet if I have a perspective of being very appreciative, genuinely appreciative, not only flattery, I'm going to say you're excellent. You're very, very good. Because my perspective is of being appreciative. But if somebody's perspective is of being critical, then even if you're not that bad, you're really good, the other person is saying useless. So what is the truth? Who is the true you? Who's going to tell
myself.
Me? Absolutely.
Whatever I think about myself.
Absolutely.
Is the truth.
And not only think about yourself, you have
whatever
to know yourself. You have to know yourself. We have to always remember when we're dealing with people, everyone has a whole sanskars list here. When I see a person, I'm seeing them through my sanskars. It's like the color of a glass. My glasses that I'm wearing are my sanskars. So I will see everyone through those glasses. Let's say I have a sanskar of doubting people. Trust just doesn't come to me. It's not very easy for me to trust somebody. You may be very sincere, very honest, but I will still keep doubting you. Now, because I keep doubting you, I will keep checking what you're doing. Are you working properly? Are you here? And you're going to feel bad because you're very sincere. And you will think, me doubting you means you're not capable? No. Me doubting you means I do not have the capacity to trust. So do not evaluate yourself on the basis of what I am saying about you.
That's very nice.
Now, another person will come with another set of sanskars. And they will say something else. Another person will come with another one. And each one will talk differently about you. And finally, I wouldn't know which is the true me.
You'll go crazy then, finally, you know.
Exactly.
I just was thinking that after this incident of the senior actor who was jealous of me, what happened later on, I just caught hold of that. I am good. He was jealous of me. So these are the tricks people play. You know, usually to dominate on the sets. And one of the senior stunt man or the fight master, so-called, we call, who are the directors of taking all these stunt shots, you know. He just said, what are you, the actor? Can't you jump from here? Can't you do this, that? And again, before I just went down like that, I said, sir, I'm an actor, not a stunt man. Now, if you look at that guy, he can do this. He can jump off a horse. This, that. I said, sir, he cannot speak the lines the way I can speak. I can remember a page in 1 minute and speak the lines. Can he? He just kept quiet. I said, I've got to learn. I've got to put this up. Otherwise, people don't allow you to live there.
Now, this is happening because I know my skills, my talents, and my specialities in terms of my external. These are skills and talents. These are not qualities. My voice, my acting, my dance, my stunts, these are my skills and talents. Like all of us have different skills and talents. So one is to be aware which are the skills I have and which are the skills I don't have. And I'm very fine and comfortable with it.
But sister, if I don't have something what you have, instead of thinking that I don't have this, I was thinking I have the other things.
Absolutely.
Better than it, no?
Yes.
The other thought. So this is what the healer
back
within
my, self-confidence.
Me.
Yes, yeah, I tell myself.
That one director, he brought me up. He said, no, nobody can speak lines better than you. You're this, you're that, come on. That's what I was thinking.
So we use what the other person said to us and now make that as a part of my internal conversation.
Correct.
So that it's like a medicine which the person gave to me, you know, a point of knowledge, a point of wisdom. And now I am using that regularly. Not that I was using it only while I was in their company. So I'm not feeling nice only when I'm with the healer.
So each time I did not need the same man to come back again on my sets and come back, the angel comes in.
Absolutely.
And says, Suresh now, Suresh this.
And most important, I don't go like this.
Not
you know,
anymore.
Even if the person is very easily available, but what about every time going low, then again needing somebody to go high, then again going low, then again needing somebody. This is too much of a dependency. So yes, I shared with somebody, I got the tool, now I'm using it regularly. Now like I'm using this tool for my, you know, skills and my talents, I can also use it for my qualities.
Means?
Like I'm aware of, like you're aware of your skill. Yes, I'm very good at speaking, but I'm not equally good at dancing, let's say. I'm very good at acting, but I'm not equally good at a fight. Okay, so now I know my skills. It's not necessarily in comparison with somebody else. Like you said, okay, I can do this better, they can do... It's not necessarily in comparison.
It is about knowing myself.
Knowing myself. So now what will I say to myself? I'm very good at this. I'm very good at a second thing. Third thing, I am, okay, average. I can work on it. Full awareness about my talents and specialities. Do not need public opinion to know where I stand. Very important. Now, somebody can come and really, really appreciate your dancing and say you are an excellent at dancing, and you will tell yourself, I know where I stand. I know where I stand. So it's so important when I know my talents and skills, I do not fluctuate with public opinion. And fluctuate need not be low. Sometimes we can get very excited because of what another person says to us, which may not be true. Same thing can I do with my qualities now? My qualities, not talents and skills.
That's what I asked you. What
my
do you
qualities.
Mean by qualities?
I need to know my qualities. What are my qualities and what are the ones which I need to still develop?
Qualities in me.
Yes.
And how will I know my qualities?
Yeah, like I said,
I told you. If I get angry very soon, if I have a lot of love for people,
right.
Do I sympathize or not?
All this. Like I said, 5 qualities and 5 weaknesses do I know about myself. And then I will not be dependent on public opinion and I will not fluctuate. Like when we are on the spiritual journey of healing ourselves, we know where we were. We know where we were. We know that we are working on ourselves. We know we've not reached where we have to reach or we want to reach. We know where we stand. And this is all inner work. You know, talents and skills is still easier because it's all outer. But qualities, values and principles are inner things. So I need to know them really, really well. Now what will happen? Let's say if I'll say, okay, I have been practicing spirituality and meditation for 15 years. And then suddenly I get angry here. And someone's going to come and tell me, oh, 15 years, and this is how you talk, and this is how you get angry. Now, if I have to just take that, I can go like this. Oh, this is what they think about me. This is what they feel.
Not only they think, what would myself? Cursing myself. 15 years and I did not learn.
Absolutely.
15 years and I still get angry.
Right.
What more? I would rather be, you know.
And then sometimes I can say to myself, I'm no good. I'm not able to do it. That's when we tend to go back to that stage of cursing ourselves, saying, I'm not able to change my nature. Because while we are in the process of changing our nature or working on ourselves, we will get all kinds of feedback. But we have to remember that the feedback is coming through the sanskars, filters of those people who are giving the feedback. So the feedback may not be always encouraging. I need to know where I stand.
But here, sister, can't I say, earlier I used to get 100 degrees anger. Now I'm getting 60, 40, 50. If I measure myself, it's much better to measure it, because maybe the other person was already, when he was born, he was already ready for spirituality.
Right.
And I was having 0 marks, today I'm having 80.
Important is, I should know where I was, where I am, and where I'm heading.
Where I was, where I am,
and where I'm heading. I need to know, so that I do not fluctuate so much because of what other people say to me.
This especially is the family,
anybody.
Friends,
it could be anybody.
People at home, your staff, they say,
anybody.
Every day he goes to satsang, or every day he goes to classes, every day he goes to a course and he teaches, and so he speaks on the TV, whatever. Still,
yes.
Even then?
Yes. Like for me, I can
even
say.
Even you?
Yeah, for me I can
I
say.
Mean,
even if I get a little affected by anything around me, I know how much I was getting affected earlier. I know how angry I could get earlier.
15 years back.
Yeah. Or even 1 year back. Why will I even say 15 years back? 15 years is a journey. It's not from 1 to 15 like in one button switch like this. 1 year back. 6 months back. Where was I? Today, I know, but I'm still getting affected. Now, someone can say to me, oh, but you are the one who talks about acceptance. You are the one that you have to accept every situation. So you're talking so much about it. So don't you think you should have been able to do it by now? Now, if I listen to this, when someone says to me, and I can go like this. And the minute I go like this, I am depleting my own power, which I was going to use to work on myself on the journey. And sometimes I can stop. So, when somebody gives me all this kind of feedback, listen to the feedback. We're not rejecting people's feedback or advice. But while listening, inside, I need to know the complete truth. And that only one person knows.
I like these two lines. One is depleting the energy, the same energy which I have to use it for my improvement.
Absolutely. Let's say I got disturbed. I got disturbed. I'm accepting that I got disturbed. Now when I get disturbed, one, I get disturbed, so I want to heal myself and come back to normal, which I should be able to do in 1 or 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. But in those 5 minutes, if someone comes and says something like this to me, oh, you talk big talk about acceptance and you're the one who's getting hurt. Now I will prolong my hurt if I take that statement very seriously, maybe for another hour. And I will like, oh, this is how they think about me.
One has to pay attention to that.
Yes. No?
If you're not taking it seriously, I mean, if you're not feeling hurt about it, maybe, why did that person say that? What is there any place for me to improve?
Perfect. But how will I know if there's place for me to improve?
If I know myself.
This is very important. Yes, whatever people are saying for my good. Somebody could be critical, somebody could be just giving a very constructive feedback. They're saying it for my good, but I will need to check it with what I know about myself. Let's say, for example, you say to me, this sari is not white. It's so pale. But I need to know what was the original color of this sari and then where it stands today. You will not know that. Only I know that best. Then I will listen to your comment that, oh, it's pale. Use my knowledge and say, this was the original color. And then I can say to you, or probably not even say to you, no, this is right. Or, okay, I understand, I need to clean it. But I will only be able to do that if I'm able to check what people are saying with what I know about myself. But if I don't know anything about myself, or I'm not aware of myself, and I only go according to what people say about me, then it's a whole life of fluctuating up and down. Sometimes very excited because people are flattering me, and sometimes very low because people are criticizing me, and I am totally dependent on them for feeling nice. This can become very critical, and then the wounds will only get deeper and deeper.
So the healer has to know
completely
about itself.
The healer has to know completely about the patient.
Ah, that's a lovely line.
So we need to know ourselves before we start healing ourselves.
What about a short meditation on this?
Sure. Let's sit back and look at myself. Everyone I meet has an opinion about me. And everyone voices their opinion about me. I've always created my self-image depending on what people say about me. But it's now time to know myself. People are saying what they say through their own perspectives. But what is the truth? The truth is only what I know about myself. Let me take this moment to see my qualities. Love, compassion, honesty, loyalty, empathy, harmony, happiness, my quality. Now let me see my weakness. Let me just take one. And today, as I move through the day, I'm aware of my weakness and my qualities. And now I pay attention. In every interaction, I use my quality. Consciously choosing to use it everywhere, every time, with everyone. Om Shanti.
People see us through the filter of their sanskars. It's like the color of glasses they are wearing. They can see us only in that color. This may not be the truth. If we know our qualities and our weaknesses, then we are not dependent on others to know about ourselves. We should know where we were, where we are, and where we want to go on our journey of transformation. No comparison with others.
If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithdks@gmail.com or call us on 099-99-744-555.
Om Shanti.